What you're about to hear is part of the Podgods Network. If you have a problem with anything you hear, please write it in an email and go fuck yourself. Enjoy the show!
So is this the point we try and trap Ash into saying something silly before the episode goes out so we can, like, make him look like a cunt?
Ash, you want to say anything stupid so we haven't got to force it out of you?
No.
That sounded a bit stupid to me.
Fuck you.
Welcome to the Barker Podcast Collection. Please choose your podcast. Thank you. You have chosen the Oddcast Podcast UK. Initiate podcast. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Oddcast Podcast, episode 88.
Two fat ladies.
Ew. You wish, you chubby chaser. The beauty of that is the fact that I can always...
I'm trying to work out if you're saying I chase chubby people or I'm chubby and I chase. It could go either way, really.
It could do. It
looks quite amusing, though.
What fat people run
down the road.
It'd be like an obese Benny Hill show.
The other way around.
Very slow music.
The Oddcast Podcast, the podcast nobody's listening to, hashtag not listening, part of the Barker Podcast Collections, and also on the Podgods Network too. Well, as well, because I know you don't like the way
and
I say it.
Also Podgods, on the Podgods Network.
Two. No.
Yes, one died a death.
Yes.
Podgods Network 2. The return of the Podgods Network.
So yeah, we are the podcast that... We are an Essex-based podcast. For any new listeners out there who are thinking, oh, I found you on Podcast Network.
So I think you must be Chinese.
I want to say how are you... North Korea. We made a joke in It's Not Soccer with me and Billy that we are North Korean's biggest import of podcasts. So
you say joke? I say, yeah, it probably was.
Yeah,
one person
I can believe it. That's why they're so angry at America. But, but I just want to say about the Podcast Network is that... We have a load of sort of friends on the network and other shows.
They say friends.
Yeah, we use the speech bubbles.
Lot of cunts.
Yeah. But, no Jig, old,
Yeah, he's a cunt.
Zombie Life Jig.
Oh, we know Zombie Life Jig.
His wife just had a baby.
Cool. Congratulations.
So he's a green.
It's a green little baby.
Dwayne. Oh, good on him.
Yeah, no little baby daughter.
So, excellent.
Because he had disappeared for ages. I hadn't seen him, hadn't heard from him. Kind of makes sense now because he was busy having a life.
He was getting jiggy with it.
Hey! You can use that one, Jig. You can use that one.
If you've not heard it before.
So, yeah. How's everyone doing? You guys good?
Yeah.
Are you liking the fact that we've finally got out of winter?
Are you liking the fact that one of us answered and then you just moved straight on because you forgot the third member of the podcast?
He doesn't believe I'm here.
The second member of the podcast. Let's rank him up.
What am I then?
You're the host.
I'm the fucking, yeah.
I'm third.
I'm the glue that holds this fucking book together, but no one cares about the glue. Nah. No one buys a book for the glue. They buy it for the writing inside it. Or the pictures could be
judged it by the cover.
Yeah, they did. You're the cover.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder we've got no wonder it's no one's listening. Or, yeah. No, what's off tag thing?
The podcast nobody's listening to.
Not listening. That's
hashtag not listening.
Yeah.
That's the one.
What I say earlier is that what I love is that I can see your facial expression when you say stuff. And it makes me laugh even more because you're just always like,
That came across really well.
Yeah, I must admit, if you look at his facial expression, it looks like a bulldog licking piss off a nettle. Which is probably a pretty accurate impression.
Are you good? Are you too good? Are you alright?
I am far too good.
Are you alright?
I'm alright.
Right. And I'm far too good.
You're far too good. Are you alright now, mate? You're good, yeah?
Yeah, I'm half left.
Yeah. Oh, I fucking hate that saying. I fucking hate it.
And Adam, how are you?
None of your fucking business.
It's the Podcast with Adam Wilt and the other bloke.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast that makes you want to charge Adam Barker for the time you spent listening to it.
What the? No, cut!
They own our lives, they probably can link you to places that have photos of our wives. They can probably show you the world. I don't know why the boys and girls, they all use Google. Probably 'cause it's such a convenient search engine to use.
So, although we try and stay away from politics sometimes and all this kind of stuff, there's a great new tax in Maryland in the US, which is the rain tax.
They make good cookies.
They
do. Maryland cookies are lovely.
So they come from Maryland?
Maryland is the name of the city.
The place.
I think it's a city, place.
It's a state, isn't it, Maryland?
No.
Let's just say location.
No, it's in Baltimore. Maryland, Baltimore. Do you know why I know what Maryland is? It's because it's where Blair Witch was filmed.
Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
So that's why they called it Maryland, because Mary was the lead character in Blair Witch.
No, she wasn't. Don't just lie. Don't just make things up, Ed.
The worst bit is I would have probably believed that, because I've never seen it.
I think Maryland was actually around before Blair Witch.
Okay, we'll carry on.
But no, they've just introduced they're trying to introduce a rain tax. In Maryland.
Rain tax. Rain
so they tax you if it rains?
Yes, basically.
Oh, nice.
Because what they're doing is they're using...
Or do they tax you based on the number of horses you can control?
No. How many reins you've got tied up on your little post outside your front
or
door.
Or how many times you rain that city.
Yes, whether you're a monarch or not.
how many more reins can we get?
The Queen has to pay a rain tax.
How many years you're reigning?
Well, that's quite interesting, actually. If she had to pay a rain tax, why would she make new cities every year?
I think the Queen collects the rain tax because we pay for her.
Yeah, it's not like fucking Robin Hood, yeah, where the sheriff goes round with a little bag to all the peasants. Like, especially the Robin Hood
one. She has other people
Robin
to do
Hood
that
I'm
for
thinking
her.
I'm thinking of the Disney cartoon Robin Hood with the wolf.
Robin Hood and Little John ran through the forest, swimming these and these and there, and heaven says
bring
a good
out
time.
Your taxes!
Oh, Marion, now, she was a fox.
What I liked about that cartoon was when the sheriff does go round and he goes to there's a dog with a cast on his leg and he picks up his leg and whacks the cast. A couple of coins fall out, puts it in his pocket.
My issue, once again, I realise...
Shit, you bastard!
That's the other Disney film I've noticed it in. Sorry, we're sidetracking somewhat.
Who cares?
We'll get back to the point.
As if Blimey's going to make a point.
But not... Just 101 Dalmatians, the live-action one, I have an issue with, where they have raccoons in the English countryside, but also in Robin Hood, where they have all sorts of non-indigenous animals in England. You know, okay, you've got some reasonable ones. You've got bears, you've got foxes, all of that stuff, but there's definitely raccoons in it, and we have no fucking raccoons here.
You're angry because there's no badger.
I don't recall a badger. They could have had a badger.
They could have had a badger.
Oh, actually, there is a badger. Fire Tuck's a badger.
Is he?
I think he is.
Oh, it's been such a long time since I saw it.
It's a fucking cartoon!
So?
Google.
So he's not a real badger. Yeah. So you can't go and prod him.
Rain tax.
Oh, that's where we were, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So the rain tax.
The actual
precipitation tax.
Right.
Ooh. Now it's getting fancy.
We should call it.
That's
that
some pearly words you got there, boy.
Okay, go on.
So basically, they're using Google Earth to actually check out your property and work out the area of the roof, the area of your paved area, and then depending on how much it actually rains, depends on the tax.
reason they're coming up with it is because of runoff.
Right.
So when the rain actually hits tarmac or pavement or roofs and stuff,
yep.
it actually doesn't get soaked up by the earth. It goes straight into the sort of the drainage sewerage, system yep. And all of that. And because their drainage is getting a bit overloaded, they probably need to renew it.
So is this a place where they've got too much rain as opposed to not enough and it's dry, so the lawns, so they're saying it needs to be soaking into the earth, so they're saying actually the sewerage is overused?
It's a tax.
Everyone loves tax.
Therefore, they're coming up for another reason to get people to pay the government more money.
But the Google Earth thing is clearly, once again, paying us for the clear level of
motherfuckers.
Yeah, but this is weird because I'm sure I read today a week ago in when this comes out.
I love that day.
Someone's invented a time machine from last week, and that was the week before. No, this comes out in 2 weeks' time.
Who knows?
But there was 2 weeks ago. A statement, and I'm pretty sure it's from the bloke in charge of Google, saying that, because you know the military have these little spy drones, sort of radio-controlled planes, basically, with cameras in them. The bloke in charge of Google, and I find this fucking hilarious, was saying, that's an invasion of privacy, having one of those flying camera things. Are you shitting me? You've invented specs that record people and their every motion and upload it to your servers. You are tracking every bit of personal data in the world. You have recorded every person on the street. You have recorded us by satellite. And you're talking about invasion of fucking privacy.
Did you actually? That just reminded me of something in the desert in Australia.
Fuck.
One of those roads in the middle of
the
fucking
outback.
Nowhere.
Oh, the couple posing
the
having
outback.
Sex.
They're having sex as the Google car goes past.
Nice.
And what do? They blur out his schlong. They don't bother about the faces.
Isn't he waving a beer bottle at the car though while he's doing the mischief from behind over the bonnet?
He's doing it on the bonnet.
He's got his thumb up. Yeah.
But they usually do blur your faces.
Yeah, they didn't blur the face. They just blurred the. The
groinal
regions.
Connection.
that Google Earth thing's pretty cool because I saw something recently where they'd zoomed in on like this little pier bit, like part of a lake or something, and it's the end of a pier.
Yeah.
And they zoomed right in. There was these two guys standing at the end of this pier with something that you can't really see, and there's
fishing.
Blood trail leading all the way up this pier. And
they're
like
murder.
They're like, if we just caught a murder on Google Earth, and they're like. Well, we don't know. So someone found it, put it online and sort of said, look at this. And all Google workers say is, yes, we're looking into this. Because they don't know whether like... The
sorry,
if you
go
someone...
on now, they've just blurred out the blood trails, fine.
But they're like, it could have been saying like, oh, it's someone's dog that's got wet. And
they could have caught
it
a massive fish.
Carrying a
you know like in Dexter when he goes to the edge of a pier and he throws something in the ocean? Or
well, he normally goes out in his boat.
Yeah. But these look like we're right at the end of this pier. It might be like a private pier or something. You know, it's like someone's house, like a lake house.
Yeah. Sort of
flood everywhere.
He could have got a splinter as he was getting out of his boat.
Is it garage cars live like on a lake?
They always go on about a fucking pontoon.
Yeah, they've got a house on a lake, and to be honest,
I don't think they have. I think they go out in a little bit of, they go on a plank of wood and just stand out on their lake talking into a microphone.
Okay. I'm still jealous.
I'm really selling that podcast.
Well, it's better if you spend the time and effort selling ours rather than that pair of cunts.
Woo-hoo!
I like that. We love you guys. Sometimes. But yeah, Google. What a bunch of arseholes.
No, I love Google.
No, I love Google. I love their application. I love the ability. If I'm planning a trip down to France, when I was going down to South France, we booked ourselves into a village. So while I was at work, tiny little village in southern France, I was able to find Aspirin. And go on
that?
It, and I could actually check out, and I went on the street view, and I basically wandered the village in advance to check out how far our house was from the bakery and stuff.
I never thought of that.
There's
so if you're going on holiday, you can do the street view, and these tiny little remote French villages, they've captured it all. And you
can
look around, it's amazing.
There's
you
quite
never
a lot.
Get lost, ever.
There's a lot of people that do that before they go to a new place. They will actually now use Street View to actually walk around and work out from the hotel where they want to go to do all this.
Yeah.
I don't know. I quite like finding stuff out when I'm there.
Well, you're doing it on the internet, it's fine.
Yeah, well, like I say, this was, we'd booked into a village, I had no idea what it was like, but I could get a really, really good picture of it, thanks to Google.
Yeah, so you don't need to spend the first
2 hours
wandering
around. You look at it and say, oh, I remember that shop, I'm almost there.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You can actually recognise it.
I remember that shop that I'd never ever been to before.
Yeah. Basically, by the time I arrived in France, I worked out where I could buy my wine, buy my fags, and get my baguettes. I was happy.
88 episodes in, this podcast has taught me something. I will take this to my heart.
66 episodes ago, I think I was talking about wanking myself off sand with using sandpaper whilst watching March of the Penguins.
That also taught me something. Yeah.
I think it was episode 22.
That taught me never to go to the cinema with you.
I was in your front room.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast hosted by Adam Barker.
Is that it?
The biggest prick in Essex.
Cut, cut, cut.
Watched a film the other day. Do that sometimes.
I'm fucking depressed.
So, for some reason, I just decided to go all miserable about this whole thing.
It was obviously a really good film.
It was. I'm quite animated about the whole thing. It was a Daniel Radcliffe film. That works. Carry on.
That's right. It was a really good film.
His wife had died. He'd been left with a child to support on his own. Did he starting out clothes? The legal... Shut the fuck up. You're ruining the atmosphere.
Coming out of character. Shut the fuck up. Anyway.
Barker, bring back the music.
I could do it in post, but...
His wife was dead. He went back to work and he was sent to a village to investigate someone's death and the paperwork involved. And that's it, you can talk now, actually. It was that fascinating.
Don't want
to. What was that? Oh, yeah. Oh, he's going to talk to me like that. It's
fine. Yeah. Fuck you too.
No, basically, Daniel Radcliffe.
I will talk to you when we get home.
I saw the first couple of Harry Potter films and then got fairly bored of them.
Well, that's because the first couple were fucking awful.
Were they?
They get progressively okay.
As the book. Well, yeah, now that's an interesting statement and has pretty much put me off watching the rest. But so you've got, because he was a young lad when they started doing the Harry Potter films. And it's quite interesting. Yeah, I think it was about that. Yeah. But it's really interesting to watch him going from child actor to actually trying to establish himself seriously. Now, he did some plays recently where he got his tackle out, I believe, as part
Equus,
of the play.
It's called about the horse.
Yeah. Something about horses, yeah. Blindfold. Was it the big book of lesbian horse stories?
Nice. Throwback.
Ah, lesbian horses. My favourite kind.
Yeah, no, what did he do? He blindfolds.
Mare on mare action. Sorry.
Blindfolds a horse and fucks it, something.
Everyone needs a
and
hobby.
He gets his penis out on stage. And
isn't that bestiality? And if he does it live on stage, shouldn't
it's not
he
a
be
real
arrested?
Horse on stage.
It's a pantomime horse.
I'll be the back end tonight.
Oh, who's the ginger nut in Harry Potter? He's got him at the moment.
Worst children's pantomime ever. He's being Harry Potter.
He's behind you. He's behind you. I fucking know.
Or do they put Hermione at the back end?
That'd be okay. I'd watch that.
Yeah, she's legal now.
But anyway, Daniel Radcliffe, he's done a couple of plays.
But yeah, he's trying to establish himself as a serious actor, and I think he's a fairly good actor, but he didn't half pick a fucking shit film.
It wasn't
Have you seen
shit.
The Woman in Black? Nothing happened.
It was very diluted. It could have been a very scary...
It was not scary.
Hammer horror, gothic horror.
It's a remake though, isn't it? This
based
one?
On the book and the play.
But they've already made... They made one in the...
I mean, the TV.
80s, 90s?
Yeah, the TV film, though. It wasn't in cinemas, it was just straight to video.
My issue with the film, mostly, was... I actually sat there, so I was watching it with the missus, and, you know, he goes into this room, and the door slams, and it calms down. I was literally turning around saying, right, scary noise in 3, 2, 1, and then they go, ah! It was so formulaic.
Yeah.
It was literally... Someone's gotten the Ladybird Guide to Making a Horror Film... Ladybird Book of Horror Films and gone, right, that's exactly how you make a horror film. Here's the formula. You must have a scary moment, let it calm down, make a sudden noise, that turns out to be a false alarm, just recovering, and there's a shot of the ghost. Yeah. And it was following exactly that, and I just thought,
horror movie for
they actually show the ghost in that.
Yeah.
Well, because the Woman in Black TV movie, as you like.
Oh, I don't even patronising when you say
they didn't actually show any of that kind of stuff. It was all
You're getting confused. You were watching The Lady in Red, weren't you?
No.
Christa Berg video.
Oh, fuck you,
too. It's a really short film.
I didn't like the length of a piece of music. Yes.
I never saw the TV movie, I must admit.
There was a play, though, because Charlotte's seen the play. She said it scared the shit out of her.
The play's supposed to be absolutely brilliant, because then they made the film.
Very, very spooky. But, right, Woman in Black did well, because it was a 12A. It was aimed at...
Oh, it was, teams. Okay.
It was aimed at teens.
Because I watched it on one of the online ones, you never really pay attention to the certificates. I should do.
It was aimed at Harry Potter fans.
We went to see it, and it was packed. Because there's a lot of it. It's like, post-Harry Potter, he's now made another big film, so it was packed.
Well, that's the thing, that explains a lot, because the audience it was going for was probably quite a lot younger than
I am. They're like, say 15.
Yeah, it's the little schoolgirls who actually really fancy, because he was too young to be, well, he was almost too young for the role he was playing.
He was just about it.
But he still doesn't look like he needs to shave often.
I remember when we were sitting in the audience watching it. I was sitting in the cinema watching it. Mm. And when my name
sitting in the audience of the cinema, or were you sitting on the screen? Because I'm glad you clarified there.
When I said audience, I felt like I was
sitting on someone in the audience.
Made it sound, that's fucking cinema.
I was sitting in the cinema watching it. I was in the hot dog stand.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Save you a fucking fortune.
You'd be running on the little rollers.
But yeah, I was watching the film, and when those little jumpy bits that were formulated come up, there was a guy standing next to me. He actually jumped out of his seat. Actually, I've never seen it ever before happen. I see, you know, when they make a trailer and they say, "This is audience reaction," and they're like in the night vision, and it's like bang, like wah! Really over the top jumping.
I've never seen a trailer like
that. They do that, like TV spots. They do it on adverts and that. I'd never sat in cinema actually watched people jump out of their seat without having an electric shock up them or something. And I was like,
right up them, halfway up them.
Shut up. But and I was like,
welcome to last week.
I was like, that's the audience it's going for. People that
they're so feeble-minded that they can be scared.
They've never seen a horror film.
Yeah,
people like that have never seen a horror film.
That's true. Yeah, if it's a horror at 12A, then you might get a few.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Trouble is, I've gotten this from my dad, because my stepmum refuses to watch horror films with my dad on the basis he just sits there laughing his ass off the whole time. Yeah. He finds them funny.
Maybe he's scared and he's using laughter as a defence mechanism.
Yeah, it's an interesting theory.
I'm really scared. And then when he walks out of the room, he's like, fuck. It's like a scary
time. Turn on the lights on.
I wet myself laughing.
he turns all the lights on. He's like, I turn the lights on because I'm not scared.
And then I shat myself laughing.
And now I sleep with the lights on. Now I'm sleeping in your bed because I was laughing so badly.
Many, many years ago, when I first got with the wife, we went up to visit her parents in Scotland. We watched Ghost Ship.
Oh.
Now, I didn't see that as particularly scary. But now, if I watch a horror or anything, even like the Ghost Ship level with the wife, she then needs to watch after what we refer to as some fluff. Something cutesy, something nice.
It sounded really perverted.
It does sound dirty, but
it needs to watch some fluff.
It's a beta.com term of like pictures of kittens and stuff and just niceness. Okay. So we need to watch some fluff, but we didn't watch any fluff that night basically because it was quite late and I said, oh, let's go to bed. And she seemed quite keen not to. And I thought it was just because I'm a fat, ugly bastard.
Because you don't like me.
Sleep already. But I got upstairs and she said, I'm scared. And I said, what are you scared of? I said, the Oogly Woogly. She actually said that, because she's a bit like that. But the trouble is, I only just got with her, and I didn't realise how serious she actually was. She was terrified having watched this film. And I went into hysterics. And the worst bit is, this was the first time I'd met her parents. We'd driven all the way up Scotland to meet them. Her dad still had the licence for his rifle at the time, and a rifle downstairs, so I was on best behaviour. And she went, Mom! Will's being horrible to me!
No!
I've really played this wrong.
Fucking hell, shotgun wedding.
Oh. Wedding at the point of shotgun, yes.
Fucking hell. So, do you just think that Daniel Radcliffe will not...
Dangle Radcliffe. I'm sure you just said Dangle Radcliffe.
You can Dangle Radcliffe if you want. But do you think he'll actually get out of the shadows of Harry Potter?
I think he's got a chance. I think he's actually a fairly decent actor. He's not going to take action roles. But you look at Leonardo DiCaprio and that. I don't think he's shown that level of acting skill, but it can be done. No. You can be the child actor, you can be the cute kid, and you can have the baby face for fuck knows how long.
He needs to be really clever in his choices. If you look at people like...
Yeah, because that choice wasn't good enough, that's my thing.
Yeah, if you look at Leonardo DiCaprio, he's very clever what films he picked.
Well, the thing is, he's in a position to pick them, that's the trick.
He was offered so much after Titanic, that like rom-coms and really small... sort of romantic films.
DiCaprio's stuck with good stuff.
You think, what did DiCaprio do after Titanic? He went and made The Fucking Beach.
Yeah.
I mean, really dark film.
But that's what Radcliffe's trying to do. He's trying to clearly not be the boy from Harry Potter.
I mean, I would use Ryan Gosling as an example.
Ryan Gosling?
Yeah, you might not. You probably know, I know the name, the film, but... He's in that film Drive.
Oh, I've not seen that.
Oh, yeah. But he was like one of those Disney kids.
Right. So Timberlake.
Yeah, he was with them and that.
Job, yeah.
So he could have easily gone into like, and he did a couple of romantic, did like the
rom-coms.
And he's like all the girls loved him. But then he decided then to go and make Drive.
Try to do something serious.
Made fucking Drive, which is like a really...
Well, his agent said, you need to do some serious roles.
And now, he's very clever, because what he's done now, he's got a lot of blokes' respect for being like quite badass, like Jason Statham style, like he's really fucking mean on screen.
This is one of the few times when the American pronunciation sounds right. Badass doesn't sound as good as badass.
He's badass.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right then. He's a badass.
Because if I say, I've got a badass.
I got a Ryan Gosling.
I've got a bad ass. I shouldn't have had curried beans on toast 3 nights in a row.
He's picked this level where he can go on screen and be mean and menacing and really cool.
Fair enough.
Also, the girls fucking love him.
Mm.
And all he's got to do is take his top off and they're fucking falling over him. But that's not all he does. You see what I mean?
Is he the bloke who always has to take his top off in every film?
No, that's the guy from Twilight and that's other people. Ryan Gosling is a fucking awesome actor.
I might have seen him in some stuff, but I can't be asked to find out.
But that's what I mean. Daniel Radcliffe should be clever who he works with.
Like I say, I think he's a good actor, but he picked a really wank film.
Mm.
Yeah, it's also like Gordon Levitt, whatever.
Gordon Levitt, that's the one.
Yeah, because Third Rock from the Sun.
He was just the little kid. He was the kid actor in that, which is the same as the Home Improvement roles. And now, he's done Looper. He's done
Dark Knight Rises.
Inception.
See, he's been clever in the films he's making.
He's actually picking serious ones. He's making right because. The other thing is, he was so short in Third Rock from the Sun.
He's still quite short.
And I can't work out if he's tiny or not.
No,
is he doing a Tom Cruise?
I think he is. I think he's a... How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot.
He's probably about 5'7".
Yeah.
I'd say. Because when he's saying it's Leonardo DiCaprio, he was a little bit taller, I think.
Yeah, again, it's Leonardo DiCaprio. I can't really work out what size he is.
He's
difficult.
He's small.
He's not that, yeah, he's not
but
that
It's like the Hugh Jackman thing. I think he's 6'2", but when he's playing Wolverine, he goes the opposite of Cruise, where he tries to make himself look shorter than he is against the rest of the stars.
Does he actually do that?
Yeah. Yeah, no, if you watch the X-Men films, you'll rarely see him standing at his full height upright with the others, because Wolverine was a short character, and he is actually deliberately playing a short character despite being 6'2". That fact.
That's a weird thing to do.
Yeah, but that actually is cool. Rather than trying to look awesomely big
platforms.
But what was that? What's that Tom Cruise one?
He's tiny compared to Gandalf.
That's because he's a hobbit. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's made that way because he's a fucking hobbit.
But it shows if they can
just
do
Elijah
that.
Elijah Wood being full height.
Yeah,
Tom
but
Cruise
you
style.
Wonder now they've got the technology to do that. If that's what Tom Cruise is doing in every film. Because what was that one? Is it Jack Reacher or something?
Jack Reacher. Yeah,
I've not seen that. Is that out now?
It's been gone. Yeah, it'll be on DVD soon.
Yeah, no, did it go straight to DVD?
No, it went to cinema.
Was it any good?
The reviews weren't too bad.
Are you not actually saying it?
No.
Okay, I'm kind of surprised because you still do the cinema thing a lot.
Yeah, I go to cinema quite a lot.
Yeah, I must. I'm finding myself surprised that Adam hasn't seen this. There's something wrong here.
I went and saw the film, The Fucking Host.
The Fucking Host.
Host. Yeah. Is that an 18?
Oh my god, what a fucking horrendous film that was.
Hi, I'm here to fix the swimming pool. Okay, sir, if you'd like to take a seat over there.
The idea.
That's
of,
The Fucking Host.
The fucking horrendous host.
The idea of the host.
Get you a drink.
I'll explain what the premise is. Is that aliens come from outer space, they come down to Earth, and then what they do, they take over your body. Like Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
My body?
Anyone's body.
Okay.
And only yours. Everyone else is perfect.
I'd have thought I'd known about that film, you know?
Yeah. They control your body, didn't they? They literally take on your body and live your life, but they're really friendly.
And
this
is Jack Reacher?
No, this is the host.
Oh, right, sorry.
And they get on with everybody, but then there's a group of, like...
I was going to say, I didn't remember that in Jack Reacher.
There's a group of humans which are trying to fight against it, but halfway through the film, it turns out these aliens don't want to fight you. They go to make civilizations better by not fighting each other.
Ah, that's what they claimed in V.
And the fucking... No, but they are actually nice people. But it's a fucking awful film. And the reason it's awful is because it's written by the person that wrote Twilight.
Why are we talking about The Host?
Because when I saw it, it's fucking annoying. It's a horrible film. Don't watch it.
Sage advice.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, a podcast that taught my nan about strangle wanking.
No, cut.
There's a load of pod gods on the site. Some of them are good and some of them are also good. Listen to these ones which I really rate. Unless it's that bunch of fuckers that I hate.
This is Charlie Miller. And I'm Groucho Marx. And together we host the Random Variety Show Podcast. Or as I like to say, the RVSP.
That's clever, Charlie.
Why, thank you, Groucho.
Let's see how long that'll last.
Well, as we were saying, we host the Random Variety Show.
The only bi-weekly podcast that is random, has variety, and is a show.
There you go again with being clever. Each episode of the Random Variety Show features an interview highlighting a colorful potpourri of diverse people, ranging from actors, singers, bands, songwriters, filmmakers, photographers, comedians, performers, and yes, even other podcasters.
But Groucho, there are a lot of interview-style podcasts out there. What's so special about our interview show?
What's so special about our interview show?
That's what I asked.
Well, I knew I heard it somewhere. Now, what was the question?
What is so special about our interview segment of the show?
Well, since you put it that way, all the interviews are conducted by none other than little old me.
You? That's unbelievable.
Isn't it, though? So visit randomvarietyshow.com today to listen to past episodes and to find out what all the hubbub is about and why I'm on this podcast. We're also available on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can listen every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern at WQ4DRadio.com. And, of course, thepodgodsnetwork.com.
But all this can be found at randomvarietyshow.com. And remember, there's no need to RSVP for the RVSP. Just subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or listen every Friday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m.
There you go again with that cleverness thing. You really should have that look there. Say thanks for listening, Charlie.
Thanks for listening, Charlie.
So visit randomvarietyshow.com right now, and if anybody asks, tell them Groucho sent you.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. It's three dicks and a microphone.
Cut.
Is more shit.
Aren't councils shit? Councils. Do they have councils in America?
No,
they have mayors. Well, they have local mayors and all that kind of stuff. I'm sure they get to.
They have councillors.
I think council is a global term.
Council is in schools to actually sort out the mental kids.
That's a different, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a different thing.
Yeah, a councillor's over there is someone
like deputy governors and shit.
We're talking about
elected officials in...
For certain cities.
For cities, towns, districts.
Just if anyone's thinking like, what, it's all about councillors?
Regional government bodies.
Yeah. There's a TV show, they might know what I'm talking about, it's called Parks and Rec. They have people that work for the city's council. I think it is, they call it council, where they get to go and do all the stuff.
Why are we bothering to cater to the Americans? Fuck them.
I don't know. Anyway, talking about stupid councillors and them actually...
being a big shower of cunts.
Yes. And contracting out random shit.
Yep.
They like doing a lot of stuff on... roads, and everything is actually then contracted out, like lime
painting.
Well,
like filling up potholes.
Well, no, that's not contracted out because they don't do it.
Mm.
They just break your car. But anyway.
Because it's the cheaper alternative.
Yeah. Yes, just buy a new car.
Because most people just turn around and don't actually then sue them for...
I pay thousands a year in tax. I'd rather my insurance premium goes up than you fix that 6 foot deep pothole.
Fucking hell. My wheel fell down and that fell off.
Yeah. I refused to pick you up from a certain place today because there's too many potholes on that road.
Yep.
I said, I ain't picking you up from there like last time. My fucking car nearly fell down once.
The whole car would have just disappeared. We're podcasting from the bottom of a pothole. We're
like the fucking Chilean miners. They're going to make a movie about us.
Down the pothole. Yeah.
You'd have been a lot more comfortable if you'd been in Ash's car.
Yeah, true. Ash's got a nice car.
At least he's got leather seats.
We're going to chill there. Heated seats
it's
as well.
It's got a CD player.
I've got a CD player.
Yeah, but Ash has got like a 5 CD CD player with the Monty Python Sings album on it.
Yeah.
That's why he's listening to Monty Python all the time. Because he only owns 6 CDs and they're all in his car.
No, I have 4.
I've got one of them. I've got the boys' album.
Yeah, you have. Yeah.
That's one of them.
Yes, I need that back. Because I need a change of scene again.
But there is an alleyway somewhere in Swindon.
The local council, they were trying to actually, they got told that they need to sort out illegal parking.
Okay. Double yellow lines.
Over here, it's double yellow lines means you cannot park at any point in time.
Can't even stop?
Unless you're in the middle of London.
No, that's a red route. You can't
red
stop.
Red route can't stop. Okay.
But on double yellow lines, you can't park, so you can't leave the car there.
Okay.
So they actually went and because they're contractors, they get told to put it down all the roads.
They probably get paid per mile or per foot of line, yeah.
So they put it down an alleyway. And this alleyway, actually ended up, you've got these two, you've got double yellow lines down each side of the alleyway.
Yep.
To make sure that you can't park on either side. The only problem is, you can't actually fit a car down it. You can't even fit a motorbike down it. The double yellow lines.
Can you walk
lines,
down it?
You can walk down it. The double sideways. Yellow lines.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to be skinny.
You can't be fat.
So yeah. I'm fucked.
So we can't walk down it, Ash probably could.
Yes. The width of your waist can only be 33 centimetres, because that's how far apart the line are.
Is that really an alleyway?
13
inches. No, to be honest, to be fair, there's an alleyway. It's got double yellow lines on one side, double yellow lines on the other side, and the gap between the double yellow lines is 13 inches.
I was starting to think, that's just a gap in
space. 12 inches is a foot, so it's just over a foot between the lines. You ain't getting a car in there.
And the lines are only about 3 inches apart. You've got less than 20 inches.
The alleyway can't be more than 3 foot wide. Yeah. There aren't many cars that are 3 foot wide.
No, even the little tatter cheap thing isn't that wide.
No, basically, I would say, they said on the BBC News thing, I was looking at the same article, they said you couldn't get a motorbike down there. I would say you could probably get a scooter, a little Vespa down there, if you can keep a dead straight line. But if you go veer slightly to one side, you're going to catch the handlebar, you're going to go through the fence, and it's a good thing that the double yellow lines are there because it gives you a good centre point to be able to follow the road down.
Are you sure?
One thing, it wasn't fenced, it was actually brick walls. So you would hurt yourself.
Oh, nice fail.
Yes, that
going
would
back to that last week.
Do you think these people, though, are just doing it as a laugh?
No, they're doing contracted. It because they get paid to do it per foot.
If they're told to do that bit, they'll do that bit.
They're probably going, why are we doing this bit? Yeah. Just fucking do it, John. Mm. I don't know why that was John.
JFDI being the term. In fact, I was talking to Ash and we went out from 1 to 1 lunchtime. And I actually
Look
used
at you
the...
having lunch dates. Well, ooh, call me, we have lunch.
Well, email him.
Email him.
Yeah, lunch. Wander? Yes, right. Food 5 minutes, yeah. And just have a wander around London.
Oh, okay.
What's a wander?
Yeah, fancy people.
A wah, 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 wander.
Cause I'm a wanderer. I'm a wanderer.
I go round.
Yeah, okay, so you two were pussyfooting around.
But as you said to Ash, you know, one of the development methodologies they use at my work is JFDI. Which is just fucking do it.
Didn't he get shot in the head?
No, it was JFK. JFDI, I believe, was on X Factor.
JFD.
Oh no, it's JLS.
Well, at least you know.
Or was that Britain's Got Talent?
No, exactly.
One of those ITV fucking karaoke whoredom things.
Karaoke whoredom. Now that might be
That's quite worth watching.
Karaoke whoredom.
Bring out the whores.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Ooh.
Ooh.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that...
No, cut.
There's TV shows of people fighting against each other. The problem is I keep hitting all the wrong chords as I try to come up with lyrics. But it does not matter, 'cause I make this shit up as I go along. But I'm running out of ability to play guitar and sing this song. Fuck.
I watched on Netflix the other night, and I'd never seen this before, World's Deadliest Warrior.
Oh, I've seen it.
Yeah, you see, the content was interesting. One of my major bugbears with the show, though, I think there were about, because it was American, it was about 45 minutes long on Netflix without the adverts, but I think it had at least six or seven advert breaks in it.
Yeah.
And after they bring you back into each one, they go, so far, we've been looking at this, and they catch you up every time. Now, I'm not trying to say I think all Americans are thick, but I think the TV networks that record it assume that they have short-term memory.
I think the reason they do that is because their adverts...
Channel hopping.
Yeah, no, but also the problem is they have a show starting at 8, right, and it finishes at 9. Yep. So it's an hour long, but you're going to have 20 minutes worth of adverts in it. But like in this country, we'll have an advert 10 minutes in.
Yeah.
20 minutes in. They're very kind of organised.
Mm. So they do it all at the same time as the others.
And it kind of, a little thing like, maybe have like a little title card come up that says the name of the show. Yeah. Then goes into the adverts. So they kind of let you know, adverts are here, adverts are back. In America, they will be having a conversation like this. It'd be like, say like an episode of Friends. They have that little bit at the beginning where they walk into the coffee house, say a couple of lines of dialogue, and just before the credits starts, it cuts to an advert, but it's really kind of quick. It's like, buy this car, blah, 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 and then it comes a dun, 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 and it sort of blends in. So what they're doing with them sort of shows is that people are going to be sort of turning channels over, hoping that the time they come in, previously on this show.
Well, that's the thing, can you imagine if they started doing that on dramas, and I don't know if they do when they put them out. So you've got like the Game of Thrones stuff comes out, just to pick a series for example. So at the start of every episode, they do the catch up, previously on the Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they did that after every single fucking advert break?
Well, they wouldn't actually start anything.
Yeah, but that's what they're doing with this episode. So it's 45 minutes long, but I think there's only about 30 minutes of content.
Yeah.
Because there's 15 minutes of telling you what happened before the commercial break that was only 5 minutes ago. But that annoyed me. That annoyed the fuck out of me, to be honest.
We know you hate adverts.
I can tolerate adverts as a concept. I just don't need to be patronised immediately after them. Bearing in mind, if I have watched the adverts, I've been sitting there being fucking patronised anyway. Oh, apparently, that one has a new and improved formula, and this perfume smells like a person walking through a brick wall carrying a duck. And it's all of that sort of shit. This is not the point.
If I could walk through a brick wall carrying a duck, I wouldn't give a shit what I smell like.
You need to tell me what's just happened, because I've been fucking thinking about that. I want that.
But that's how perfume and aftershave adverts work. That's but I've gone into that before. But this is not the point I was trying to make. The point I was trying to make is this particular
previously
advert.
Previously on Will's comments.
You're right. We probably need a catch-up for the Americans.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, Jesus. Right.
The one I hate on that, though, is when you actually get the advert right at the end of the programme and you watch the advert because you think it hasn't quite finished yet and all that happens is the words fucking come up.
Yeah, it's the credits.
Bollocks.
But the way they get away with that in America, I've noticed, is that they have the credits, and then the next show starts straight away. Then they have adverts. So there's no break between the end of the credits and the start of another show.
I swear, a lot of the US TV networks seem to have no respect for the intelligence of the audience. But that's a separate thing. Now, I was watching it, and this particular episode, it tickled my fancy because I had the whole list, and the one that interested me was Spartan versus Ninja.
Ooh.
But then they're going into these tests, and one of these things, so you've got these two teams.
No, they're talking.
Yeah, basically they're saying a ninja from the period of ninjas versus a Spartan from the period of Spartans. But they're doing all these tests, so you get like historical enthusiasts and martial artists and bits and pieces.
Fighting it out amongst themselves.
They're arguing,
two geeks having a fight.
Well, this is it. They've got this bloke and they're saying this 21-year-old bloke with a really silly haircut is a computer genius and he simulates the fight, and it goes through 1,000 different scenarios, and we replay the fight based on the statistics that we recreate in the laboratory. That's all fairly interesting. But they've got this fucking geek with a stupid haircut who apparently dumps all the stats in and decides the value of the fight. And he's 21 years old, and that's fair enough. And he's got four laptops on the table in front of him, so that makes him clearly capable of it, because one laptop would hold that set of data. And hang on, that's entirely done for show. And then they've got, like, what they deliberately do is they play the two teams off each other. So you've got, like, a bloke who's, like, an ex-US Marine Corps who's fascinated by Spartans, that a Spartan historian. And then you've got these Japanese martial arts fans, like a bloke who's got a black belt in karate and four other martial arts, and a grandmaster in ninjutsu, who seem quite cool, although faintly chubby and kind of slightly creepy. But they're deliberately getting them to, like, argue and nearly start fights in front of each other about which of their historical warriors is better, and they're really starting to get animated, and you're just thinking, right, if you can just give me a factual description of the way these ones worked and a factual description of the way these ones worked...
You'd have a very boring show.
No, I'd find it fascinating. It would be 15 minutes long and I could watch the whole fucking lot back to back in a couple of hours. And yet, if you were going to watch it when the adverts were on, you'd be there an hour and a half each episode. You'd be patronised constantly. And there's only about 5 minutes of actual interesting detail.
Look how red he's gone. Right at the beginning of this, I was actually interested in thinking, I want to go and watch this Deadliest Warriors thing. Now I've listened to him have his rant. I don't think you should,
because he's missing out.
Well, basically, you go to the last bit, and basically it sums up all the stuff before the break, and then you've just got to watch it from there.
They reenact it sometimes.
But they're saying it's like off the computer simulation. They do reenact it, but you've got like this ninja, and he's got these blackened eggs filled with ground glass, and he throws it in the face of the Spartan, but the Spartan is fine. The Spartan shrugs it off and chases him. The ninja tries to attack him with his sword that they've proved could cleave through the carcass of a pig. I hope they eat it. That would be wasteful otherwise. Yes. That can cleave through the carcass of a pig. And the Spartan chases him, and eventually the Spartan beats the ninja, and that's my problem, because the ninja would win.
But you missed the best one. Have you seen them all?
No, I only watched that one. Right. I'm not watching another one ever again.
I watched one where they did the same sort of thing.
Why would I watch all of them after that fucking run?
That's true. They had older 50s, 40s gangsters, like Al Capone.
Right.
Like that.
Tommy
Guns and that. Versus the IRA.
The IRA were well known as stand-up fighters.
The two of them fight. And I think, if I remember right...
That must have been the second series when they'd run out of actually
the IRA
decent
won,
options.
And the thing was that the IRA rigged up a few bombs. And what they blew one thing up, and then when the gangsters run to the next one, they blew that bit up as well, and they all died. Just what the IRA used to do. And you're like, why has that spent an hour doing that? We know what the IRA used to do. We know their tactics.
Mm.
Done.
Al Capone's sweet. In that hotel or wherever it is, instead of having a gun battle, no, they would have subtly gone in late at night, put a little bit of Semtex down, and then waited for him to go home because it would have been filmed on telly, and then he pressed the button.
Now, the easiest way to get Al Capone's going there and rig his tax fucking form, get him done with tax evasion. That's how he got caught.
Or get Kevin Costner to arrest him after he's killed Sean Connery. Dad, like a pig.
Who played Al Capone in The Untouchables?
Robert De Niro.
De Niro. De Niro, it was De Niro. Okay. Yeah. Ninjas versus warriors. No.
Spartans.
Spartans versus warriors.
At least they
Spartans
didn't...
Spartans versus ninjas, you two.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. A show that makes sawing off your right arm seem more appealing.
No. Cut.
We're going back onto the science-y stuff.
He's fucking smiling like a fucking...
Yeah.
Hash and his science update.
Science hash.
Riding through the glen.
On my robotic horse.
With his you, nerdy
how,
pen.
How, hang on, how many robot whores have you got?
Six.
I have robotic whores. There's sex bots.
That just reminds me, though, of not necessarily a robot, but the film The Sixth Day, the Arnold Schwarzenegger one.
Yeah. And that was the cloning one,
the
wasn't
clone
it?
One.
Yeah. Six-day violation.
Yeah, when he goes to his mate's house, he's got the hologram who greets him at the door, and he starts straddling him and everything.
I don't actually remember that.
Does he have one of those special attachments that makes the hologram come to life?
Or I think he kind of does have this glove that can make him feel like he's feeling stuff. And Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who uses a glove?
I do as well. Mine's lined with sandpaper. I just grease it up. Hang on, are we talking about something different?
Yeah, anyway. Science.
So, another nutty invention.
It's actually, not going to be like time travel. That you're going to big it up at the start, and then at the end of it, it just turns out to be a toaster.
Well, this one's a cross between both.
What, time travel and a toaster?
Time traveling toaster, right. From Mars.
It just sounds like the start of a joke. What do you get if you cross time travel and a toaster?
A time traveling toaster.
You never burn your toast.
Bread that actually pops up before you put it down. No, that's not funny.
Time driving toast.
Yeah. Nothing to do with it.
I'll let you know later.
It's now reminding me of what they were going to use as the original time travel machine in Back to the Future. It was actually a fridge. But they said they had to change that because they thought kids were going to jump in fridges. But Harrison Ford never got that memo because he jumped in a fridge at the beginning of Indiana Jones 4.
And in Fallout New Vegas, the computer game, as you're wandering the wasteland, you can find a fridge with a skeleton hanging out and an Indiana Jones hat on it, which I like.
So what have you got?
I never found that.
Anything like that? Are we talking about toasters, fridges?
No. But it does involve electricity. It
could be anything, Cash.
And it's a brand new anti-rape device.
Right, now I'm scared.
We've got a lot of those.
Actually being developed, which is, it's actually a bra.
Okay, how's that going to help me?
Bras aren't generally regarded as anti-rape devices.
No, but this one is, unfortunately at the moment it needs to be refined. It's still a little bit bulky because of the battery pack that it needs to actually produce the 3,800 kilovolts.
Where'd you get it off? The Libyans?
Yes.
2.21 gigawatts! It's the Libyans!
It's got a small nuclear reactor in it. Yeah.
We call it Mr. Fusion.
Yeah. Yeah. And basically, if you, whatever you do, it's been designed so that it'll actually shock an attacker. They actually measured the pressure of, let me get this right, a squeeze, a pinch, and a grab of the titty area.
Technical terms.
Yeah, that's technically.
But is it actually been calibrated so that if you hug them, it doesn't set it off? Can you imagine meeting someone, giving them a nice big hug? If you give them a bear hug, then you get electrocuted.
To use a James Bond quote, positively shocking.
So you don't.
The Oddcast Podcast UK. The podcast that makes me happy.
What? No, cut.
There are bad things in this world, like getting a nasty rash. But there's one thing, Adam, and I enjoy, that's upsetting Ash.
There's a stuff with,
Starting another segment, are you?
Yeah, why not?
For crying out loud, Ash, it's like the Ash Show.
Fucking chatty Ash.
Carry on, number two.
Chatty Ash.
Chatty Ash.
Oh, Chatty Ash.
Chatty Ash.
Chatty Ash. What the fuck is a Chatty Ash?
I think it's a item of clothing that you wrap around your ears.
Chatty Ash.
Chatty Ash, yeah.
You mean sounds like a scarf.
No, you wrap around your ears. It's like ear scarves, just individual ones that you wrap around your ears.
Ear scarves.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
Anyway, Ash.
I've just invented the ear scarf. I've made my millions. I'm going to call them Chatty Ash.
For people with really big ears, to cover them up with a scarf.
No, we can do small ones for people with less...
You haven't even got any earlobes.
I haven't got any earlobes, yeah.
They're connected to your head.
Well, you can...
It's got ear hair, though. I can see that from here.
Oh, Don't. I went out for a cigarette the other day.
Right? I burnt my ear.
No. I set fire to my nostril hair because the wind blew. It had a fairly high flame. I set fire to my nostril hair, but then I realised the nostril hairs that I caught weren't like inside the nostril. Oh no. No, I set fire to my prominent nostril hairs. Took a bit of moustache with it as well. The trouble with accidentally burning your nose hairs is it really smells bad. Right, technology. Ash, carry on.
Cigarettes are about 3 inches long.
No, the lighter.
I went out for a cigarette, smoked it, was flicking it too much, the tip fell off, I went to relight it, so I was relighting a stub, and it was a roll-up, so they're shorter. Yeah, I'm justifying it. No, my nose hairs are 7 foot long.
Anyway, Ash.
Keep talking. What were we talking about?
You tell us.
Oh, who cares?
I was working my way up to wearable technology.
I've got a watch.
Explain that, because I don't understand. The way you say it, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, there's clothing. You have clothing.
I have clothing, yes. It stops me being naked.
I'm pleased you have clothing. Which you hate.
I like. No one else seems to like.
What? You being naked. Yes. No one else likes that. But you having clothing, everyone loves.
Even the wife does not like.
Why do you talk like Yoda?
I know not.
Okay, right. Wearable technology.
Wearable technology is basically clothing that is clever and has buttons and shit.
Eye clothing.
In it.
I've got.
Turned it into a fucking Apple product? You Apple whore!
Ash, all of my shirts have buttons.
Yes, mine have. No.
Oh, to be fair.
I've got a shirt with a zip.
That's not a shirt, it's a jacket, you cunt.
I've got a jumper with a zip. Yeah. Carry on.
I've got a zip-up shirt.
You got a Velcro shirt, you fucking...
Oh, yes.
Free time.
All I need is...
Goes with his Velcro thong and trousers for his side job.
It's when they get attached together and you rip it off at the wrong moment, that's when it gets embarrassing.
Okay.
But no, there was the Kickstarter stuff.
Kickstarter.
Everyone knows what Kickstarter is. It's where you go there and you put forward a project and people on the internet can... Fund it.
I thought it was the 1980s show about children doing motocross.
Yes, no. Jumping over.
No, that was Kickstart. Sorry,
that
yeah.
That was Kickstart.
Fucking hell. No one's going to get that at all. And they're going to think, oh, Will's trying to be clever.
Well, you're not going to get it, so assume no one else is.
Yes,
because basically.
No, I do. I think that people...
You think you understand all our entire audience?
I think I do. Because I found them.
Yeah, but you don't even understand my jokes.
Yeah, he found
them. No one understands your jokes.
Okay. there's so much stuff I can say, but I can't be arsed. Right, buttons on shirts, Ash. Do elaborate further.
We're talking about clothes.
I was talking about jackets.
Which is what?
Which is basically...
Okay. We're still with you.
There was one of the Kickstarter.
Don't let him confuse you. You were there. Don't let him drag you down just because he doesn't know what you're talking about.
That one there, they were talking about, there's a company that actually set up a jacket that
has buttons.
Can effectively, yes, electronical buttons.
Ooh, now we're getting somewhere. Okay.
That you can actually use to make music.
Electronical, you can tell he's got a degree in engineering.
Are you talking about... What, an accountant? Are you talking about...
I'm a rocket scientist, it's electronical.
Are you talking about the keyboard tie in the 80s?
Yes.
You could play the
keyboard. Well, you could probably do that and you could actually turn that into a full piano, so you could actually play your tie. Okay. But anyway, it's
and
nothing
look like
to
a
do
pianist, yeah.
I got that one.
Hey! I love the way Ash answers, actually. Yeah.
But anyway... I'm trying to get on to my little jacket.
I'm sorry, mate.
Hard work.
It's only a baby jacket.
If this fucking story ends up with you talking about your decorator, I'm going to punch you in the face.
He didn't have one of these jackets. He couldn't afford it.
No,
I didn't
he
pay him enough.
Okay, carry on.
Anyway.
We're still listening.
Where the fuck was I?
If you don't know, no one else has got a fucking chance.
Come on. Jacket they've designed so that you can actually, it's instead, they got the idea of someone actually doing computer music and sort of doing it all on a PC and
making music,
almost a keyboard and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's lost the performing arts part of it.
So you're no longer going to be like Dick Van Dyke in the beginning of Mary Poppins when he's got like the one man band, the cymbals by his knees.
No, you don't need to go to that extreme and of actually having
the big drum,
the bass drum.
Like that.
Is that what a bass drum sounds like?
No, I'm doing Mary Poppins, Dick Van Dyke shit.
Yeah, fine.
What are you doing?
That's what I want to do. Trying to get out my little jacket thing.
What are you doing with my little jacket?
That you can then play music on. Purely by movement and pressing buttons.
Right, so you're saying if you just jump around...
I've got buttons on my shirt!
See what you've done, Ash? See what you've done to Will?
Yeah, I've got him pissed in 5 minutes. It is great, and he's just cracked open another Spitfire.
So no, little jacket.
To bring back some of the performing arts stuff, but using electronic music,
right?
They've actually gone down the route of, say, on your right hip pocket, it's actually got like on a guitar, you've got the strings.
Mm.
You actually have them with sensors, and they've got motion sensors and accelerometers and all this kind of stuff in your arm. And around there, so you can actually strum a guitar. So you can actually do air guitar.
And make noise.
Using your jacket and actually play the guitar.
Or synthesized guitar. So playing a synth, basically, because I'm sure you can flick all the sounds.
Using your movements and you've got all the sensors in arms and
buttons. What's that? Is it a thylamine or something? I can't remember the exact name of it. There was an instrument that you can wave your hand. Yeah, I know. That's what I nearly said. There is this instrument where you wave your hand between like this metal sensor at the top and the thing at the bottom.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's,
there's a guy out there doing it.
Bailey does it really well.
Yeah, yeah. There's ones with air and stuff as well.
Yeah, but it's this whole sensor thing. You're saying basically you can have your jacket and you can strike a pose and you can twiddle your fingers and just be playing actual music by the movement of your fingers.
By the movement of your fingers, but movement of your fingers over the sensors that are on the jacket, not your actual fingers because you're not wearing gloves.
But your fingers are detecting that.
Your fingers are doing that, so it can be a guitar, or it can be a trumpet playing on your buttons.
Extension, you could be wearing a pair of gloves and it's down to the finger wriggling, and you could probably just using the fingers on a pair of gloves be playing full synthesized guitar. And this is what you're getting at?
Yeah, exactly.
We finally got there.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Oh, man.
What the fuck are you talking about, Ash?
I don't know. I actually had a very good point.
I don't know.
I know where he is. I know where he's getting to.
Okay, I know. All right. So it's a jacket
you
can make music.
If people actually let me talk without fucking interrupting me like you normally do, we might have got him about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, it's happened 88 episodes in. He's finally cracked.
He's finally cracked him.
He's cracked.
High five.
Yeah.
Both of you, fuck off.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast that is shit.
Cut. And we are done.
Yeah, we cut the last 20 minutes off of that. You wouldn't believe the level we got Ash to.
Some of the stuff he was talking about, I fucking was like, I think at one point he said, if you don't shut up, I'm going to punch you so hard in the face.
I'll be halfway up your bum.
Mum or bum?
Fuck? Now you can go fuck yourself.
Everybody, episode 88 of the Oddcast Podcast UK. This is the episode where Ash broke down. He's now at the point of no return. So this has been the Oddcast Podcast UK. Follow us on Twitter. If you follow me at Barker Podcast, you can follow Will at...
Oh, sorry, just wiping the beer foam off my nose. Badger Prodder.
No, it's just Badger Prodder, not wiping
no,
the
it's the whole thing. The whole thing, because if you type that down, you can only tweet 4 characters.
Yeah. And you can follow Ash at...
Tit.
Follow Ash at Tit. What?
He's a tit.
No, follow Ash on Twitter at...
I'll confuse this fuck.
Fuck, not fuck. And go to podgodsnetwork.com and barkerpodcast.webs.com to listen to all the shows in the Barker Podcast collection. And also go to the notlistingcollective.blogfoot.co.uk, which is the blog which everybody writes at.
Did you mention the Pood Goods Network?
I just did, yeah.
Okay, you obviously fine. I don't listen. But you said at the end of the last one, fuck it, didn't say that. So I forgot to listen to you.
So thank you for listening to episode 88. Hope you had fun. Ash, would you like to just finally get the end of that story out?
Fuck it. No.
The Oddcast Podcast UK, the podcast nobody is listening to. Hashtag not listening.
Right, tell her where to find us.
Alright. Go to www.barkerpodcasts.webs.com or thepodgodsnetwork.com to listen to all the podcasts.
Read the rest.
I am bloody reading it. Also find it on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Simply type in the Oddcast Podcast UK. Okay, can I go now?
And that's a wrap. Good job, Rhea.
Fuck off, Adam.